It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.
And I'm Maria Chaleos. Today I am joined by Robert Loftus. He's the manager of behavioral health and crisis and stabilization therapy at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, and Jessica Curtis, who is a clinical social worker there. We have been talking about the role that we play in suicide prevention. And Robert and Jessica, I'd like to turn just to the community role and what we can do. We've heard about QPR, but maybe we should take a minute and again describe what QPR, Robert, what it is and how communities can get involved, and church groups and schools and so forth.
QPR stands for question, persuade, refer, and it's likened to CPR. So QPR is to suicide what CPR is to other kinds of, you know, medical interventions. It's something that people can do in the moment. I mean, it's a great training. I mean, I've taken it, and I think as a professional, what I observed is that it's great for anyone, really. The parent could take it and learn a lot. A community member, a church leader, anybody like that could take this course, and it's an hour and a half, and people can learn a lot from that. And there are free classes offered throughout the state, and we can give the website.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
It's UtahSuicidePreventionOneWord.org.
Okay.
So, and people can sign up, and they're it's free. I mean, it's a great kind of basic. Here's what you might say to someone. Here's how you might ask a question. Kind of the things we were talking about earlier. How do you ask those questions? Those are the kind of things that this course teaches.
You mentioned earlier, Robert, that the stigma still exists. We've been talking about this for quite some time now, trying to really get people on board, but there is that stigma. What would you say to a parent who is just concerned and is just worried about what happens next if they do say something?
You know, I think the way that we fight stigma is to, you know, one person at a time, one family at a time. It's just about asking the questions. I think, you know, it is a health crisis. We've talked about how it is the number one cause of death for teens between 10 and 17 in the state of Utah. I mean, like it or not, our children already are talking about this at school. They already know somebody who's had suicidal feelings, or hopefully they don't know someone who's actually killed themselves, but they do know other teens and other kids that are hurting and having these thoughts. So I think bringing up the topic is something that, you know, we need to do, and your kids have already thought about it, not meaning they have thought about it for themselves necessarily, but they've certainly talked to other peers who have struggled. So I think it's just about taking that moment, and even if it's just, is this something that's ever crossed your mind? And you know, you may not get the greatest response, but you're also opening the conversation up, like, hey, this is something we can talk about in our family. You know, if you are feeling this, you can come to me. You can talk to me about this.
Jessica, what do you hope people in the community, whether they have children of this age or not, what do you hope that they can do really to change things? What can they be looking for, or how can we be more sensitive to what is happening?
Yeah, I think it's really neat how much people care about their families, neighbors, communities, and I think that people really want to help. And so if they aren't sure how to help, that's why we really like to refer to things like QPR, because they can just learn a typical conversation that they could have. And by communicating with others and showing that you're there for them and that you are going to try to help and understand, then that really tears down any kind of walls and boundaries and helps people connect with one another.
Right. I can just see so many different people that could really be benefited by this. School secretaries that,
yeah,
you know, see those children as they come into school every day, or even, you know, employers who hire teenagers have to be aware when someone is feeling a little bit down, or and be able to ask some questions.
And, you know, and I return to the example I used earlier, which is, you know, the family that approached us that talked about their the neighbor boy that had attempted suicide. And I just think there are things that happen that then allow you to start that conversation and be able to notice things like, well, what did we notice about our neighbor boy? Was there anything that we could have done, or is there anything that anybody noticed? And I think it's great to be having these conversations.
We have just a minute or so left. Maybe each of you could just chime in here. What would you tell a parent who's thinking, oh, I might have a problem, but I'm afraid. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it can be scary, but to ask for help. So I would have them download the Safe Utah app, or to call a primary care doctor and just ask for help, because people are there who know who to refer you to.
And just ask questions if
yeah,
you need to.
Yeah, just talk about it.
Yeah, and I think reaching out like that's really important, because what you'll be doing is accessing people who have the knowledge to properly assess risk, and then they can help either reassure you, hey, this is what you should do next, or no, this is actually a crisis, come to the emergency room, or you know, take some other more intense measures than just getting a therapist. But that the key is reaching out and asking for help, because there are people who can help you say, this is the level of crisis that we're having right now.
And people should know they can turn to a local emergency room. Absolutely. If they have a crisis situation, they should do so.
Absolutely. There are crisis workers available in every emergency room.
Okay. And I want to give the crisis line again. It is 1-800-273-TALK. And you've been listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.